It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Earlier this month, Miller High Life served up a limited edition cologne.
The Milwaukee-based beer company made a cologne that takes all the flavors and aromas of a local dive bar and bottles it up in a spritz.
It's appropriately named Dive Barfume, combining notes of cedarwood and patchouli to evoke a bar counter. A chapaca blossom is added to mimic the Miller Life beer.
To learn about perfume making in Wisconsin, we turn to Christy Moe, founder and president of Zotica Perfumery in Madison. Christy, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Thank you. It is amazing to be here after listening to you for so long.
Thank you. What are your thoughts, first, on the release of Miller's Dive Barfume?
I think that's an appropriate reaction. Laughter. I love it. It's so novel. It's fun. You know, perfume and cologne in general, like, it purely exists for our pleasure and for our entertainment. Why not have fun with it? They clearly know their customer. They know their likes and their dislikes. And this is something that I think for the ultimate fan, they will eat it up.
Well, I hope not. But does the scent, though, does its creation prove that while maybe one scent might be off-putting to one person, another person might think it's really wonderful?
This is true. I mean, scent is such a personal experience because it plays directly to your emotions and to your memories. So I feel like for their customer base who has some amazing memories in those type of settings, right? Mm-hmm. For them, it's going to be something that symbolizes an important part of their life and something that they want to express about themselves.
We are talking about the perfume industry in Wisconsin with recent news that Miller Brewing Company has made a cologne called Dive Barfume. And our guest is Christy Moe, founder of a perfumery in Madison. Christy, let's turn to your scent called Eau de Wisconsin that you created in 2020. How do perfume makers go about capturing the scent of a place or even an idea?
Well, I can speak to me personally. So for me personally, I tried to capture the scent of Wisconsin through a very metaphysical, esoteric process that involved looking at the birth date, essentially, of Wisconsin, when it was founded, and using that birth date and then taking that into a sky map and seeing where all the planets were at the day that Wisconsin was founded as a state and accepted into the Union, and then using our zodiac fragrances to create a layered perfume.
You've been around scents for so long. What is your most interesting scent profile that you've ever come across in your work?
That's a good question. Interesting scent profile. For me, like, the most interesting scent profiles is certain things that happen in nature, like petrichor, like the different scent of, like, when it rains. Like, being able, we love that smell, right?
Yes. Yeah.
And being able to capture that in a scent profile so that we can recreate it and enjoy it and have it in a bottle sitting on our dresser and be able to smell that at any time. Mm-hmm. I'm really big on aromatherapy and creating scent profiles that are triggering emotions in a very positive way, whether that's, you know, making us feel happy or relaxed or excited or, you know, sensual for a partner. You know, all of those good emotions is what I really get excited about. And I, because that's the most impact that I can have personally in my line of work. The fact that you can smell, you can spray a scent on your skin and improve your day, like, that's fascinating to me.
In your line of work, Wisconsin and the Midwest may not be known as a perfume capital or
sure.
among perfume makers. Are there makers in our state, though, or region whose work you're excited about?
It's very hard to make a good perfume. So there's not a lot of indie perfumers out there. And when you do come across a perfumer, there is a concentration of perfumers that are, say, like, on the East Coast or even on the West Coast. And the reason why is because the oil manufacturers are there, so it's easier to be close to those resources. So it is very rare to find perfumers outside of those locations. There's interesting, a perfumer who's originally from Wisconsin. Her family is still here. She now lives in Arizona. But she and I have become very close friends, and I love her work. Her brand name is Kayla Gray, but her name is Kelly Koosman, and she does great work. And we're so aligned in being able to create these scent profiles that use a limited amount of necessary chemicals, because we're both very aware of what certain chemicals like phthalates and parabens, how they interact with our body, and it's not always good. And so both her and I come from a same value base. So I really do admire her work, and her blends are beautiful.
If someone comes to you and says, Christy, I don't do scents, I don't like to have scents on anything, can you persuade them?
Absolutely, because I was that person. I was a person that wanted to avoid scent at all costs because I'm so sensitive to it, and it would trigger headaches most of the time. But the thing is that scent is such part of our human experience. Like, the more you learn about that and how impactful and positive it can be, you can utilize it as a superpower. So when you are able to have a repertoire of scent that doesn't trigger for you, that you can actually enjoy, it's life-changing, because you can suddenly be applying the scent on your body and conjure up these memories from, you know, decades ago, memories of loved ones that may no longer be with us, right?
Like a mom.
Sure, yeah. Sure. Yeah. Or capturing a memory for future recall, capturing your wedding day, for example, capturing, you know, the time that you found out that you were pregnant, or the birth of your child. So utilizing scent as a superpower and as, you know, part of your human experience is very important.
How about we try some scents?
Yes.
Yeah. So what should we do first here?
Well, should we review Sagittarius?
Let's go for Sagittarius.
Sag season right now.
And so here on the display, you have this, all of the zodiac symbols in kind of going around all the constellations. All right, let me take a smell here. Now, I do smell the fruitiness coming through. Strawberry, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Good nose.
Yes. So the fruit hits me at first, and then the scent might start to settle?
Yes. So in perfumery, there's something called top, middle, and bottom notes. Mm-hmm. What you're smelling initially are those top notes. They're top notes because they're the most volatile. They're the lightest weight oils, so they literally will evaporate faster. Mm-hmm. And so they hit your nose first. And then as it dries down, you'll experience the other notes that are in the formula. So it'll slowly change over to more warm notes of vanilla, and some cinnamon is in there as well.
Cinnamon, and then the vanilla, and those coming in a little bit later in the fragrance. Oh. And so as you go through the course of your day, you might find that it changes as the day wears on.
Yes, absolutely. So our perfumes have anywhere from 50 to 100 oils, and that's pretty standard for most perfume formulations, unless you're doing like a very simple essential oil blend. So the idea here is, with a fine fragrance, you do want it to change over time, because that is showing that the way it was constructed has all these oils in it, and it's giving you that experience throughout the day. And then also, like, as you apply that perfume or cologne on your skin, it's going to interact with your own chemistry and really personalize it. So it's going to smell unique to you versus like out of the bottle or someone else as well.
And so for Sagittarius, what characteristics, went into this formulation?
It's interesting because it's not what I think a Sagittarius should smell like or should like. It's all based on 3 years of blind scent studies that I did with women all across the U.S. And what I found is that there's patterns that were happening. So Sagittarius women were consistently choosing the same or similar scent notes over other ones. And what they liked was different than, say, like what a Leo or what a Virgo would like. So I literally based the formula on the Sagittarius women's scent preferences.
Huh. You crowdsourced it.
I crowdsourced it. Exactly. Exactly.
Christy, this has been so much fun. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me be here today.
Christy Moe is founder and president of Zotica Perfumery, and she talked with us about Miller High Life's new Barfume cologne and the business of perfume making in Wisconsin.